98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. After today's testimony by Michael Cohen, his former lawyer and fixer at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York, the defendant.
Co-politics is nothing illegal. A lot of people say that. They're all saying that. The only person who won't say it is the judge, because it's a rigged deal. He's conflicted.
Cohen's testimony, backed up by evidence compiled by the prosecution, phone records, text messages, emails, and testimony from previous witnesses. He's due back on the stand tomorrow. Get ready for a blast. This explosion, a demolition of the rest of the collapsed Baltimore Highway Bridge today. The White House hosting a gathering to mark Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
My name's Joe Biden. I work for Kamala Harris.
Gasoline prices are down an average of 4 cents a gallon over the past week, says the Energy Department. This is ABC News. There's a charts winner in the rap feud between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
If rap beefs were settled by Billboard,
say Drake. I hate you like I'm young.
Kendrick Lamar will be the winner over Drake. Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us, debuts at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. The song, a takedown of Drake, but it's not the only one in the top 10. Lamar's Euphoria is number three, and the song that reignited the feud, Like That, is number six. That's three Lamar songs that are above Drake's highest charting entry.
Hey, Kendrick just opened his mouth.
Family Matters debuts at number seven. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Average gasoline prices are down 4 cents a gallon from a week ago, says the weekly survey by the Energy Department. The Miami Beach Police Department is rolling out a $250,000 Rolls-Royce patrol car. Police are using the car as a recruitment tool, hoping to get more people to join the force. They say the Rolls is on loan from a dealership at no cost to taxpayers. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The No Labels Party will not appear on Wisconsin ballots this fall. The No Labels movement has failed to find a candidate for president. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets tomorrow and will take up a request by No Labels to be removed. That's even though the group turned in more than twice the number of valid signatures to get on the ballot. A new poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions but think Republicans are doing more for working people. The group Breakthrough Campaign says rural voters will be a crucial demographic in the presidential election.
There are enough voters in rural areas of battleground states who are up for grabs to determine the outcome of 2024.
Patrick Toomey helped conduct the Breakthrough Campaign's poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Take on the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates and Brewers tonight at AmFam Field. Yesterday, the Brewers losing 4-3 to the Cardinals. That ends Milwaukee's 8.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track, gone.